Rosa Vermella, The Red Rose. This, of course, is a duet. It's in the key of A minor, and the lower part consists of a series of chords, basically A minor, D minor, and E, the three main chords in that key. That's the sound of the chord of A minor, but you're playing it in such a way that the notes are individual. That's why we call it a broken chord sometimes, or an arpeggio style, or finger style. It's all the same thing. Sort of sound, and of course speed it up. It's all in quavers, the lower part. So much for the lower part, which is not your direct concern. What you're concerned with is playing the upper part, obviously, but it just so happens the first four notes that we play, A, C, E, A, they actually make a full A minor arpeggio, which is something you have to do in the exam anyway for grade two. We all know how those first few notes go. Quite easy to play. All you have to do is get your fourth finger up onto the A when the time comes. So like this. And then back to the first position. And then the second time we come to A with the first finger. And we have to keep it on and add the second finger to the sixth fret of the second string. That's the note F. A, F. And then the D on the third string with the third finger. And what you see on your left hand is a diagonal line created by the first three fingers, one, two, and three, all pressed on together. And then open E, and now we're on to the beginning of the second line. We keep the second finger on the F on the second string and the third finger on the D, and we've just momentarily taken the first finger off of the A to play the open E. And then when we're in the second line, so we have those three notes, F, A, F again, and then D, sorry, four notes altogether. And then it's the big moment when you have to do the barre, the mini barre, a three-string barre. That's what 3BV means. It means a three-fingered barre in the fifth position. And you know how to do that. Quite a tricky thing to do. If you don't do it quite right, it'll sound like this. And we want it to sound like this. So you've got to get plenty of pressure. It helps if your thumb is pressing hard behind the finger so as to lock it onto the fret there. Get it right up against the fret. And if you can, lean it over a bit, the finger, so that it's on the bony edge rather than the fleshy front. And even you can cheat by pressing another finger on top of it. Most of us end up doing that just to be sure. It's not a very good recommended thing to do, but hey, you've got to get it somehow. And then after we've done that, Barry, is quickly take the left hand fingers off, get to the first position, play the open E, which is very convenient to help us get to the first position. And then it's 3-1-0 and back to A. What you see next is a thick line and a thin line and two dots. And on the bottom of the page, there's the same thing backwards. That tells you to play the whole of this section that we're coming to now twice. But in the exam, they don't really want you to do it twice, so we're just going to do it the one time and finish at the bottom on the A, just on its own as a minim. Whether you're doing the first time ending or the second time ending, it's still just a minim for two beats, and it's the note A, of course. So now I'm going to talk you through the second section. The first thing we see is a simple scale in the first position, A, B, C, D, easy to play. And then you have an open E, which is very convenient, because then we can leap up to the fifth position and get our fourth finger on this note, which is C, as in A, B, C, the main notes in the fifth position on the first string. And again, it's a downward scale, so C, B, A, and then open E. And the open E again is very useful, because we can go straight back to the first position now and do that scale again. Leap up to the fifth position again. Repeat of what we just did, but now we end not on E but on F, and it's the F on the second string. Here it is, sixth fret. And then what happens next? Well, look, there's a three in a circle. What does that mean? It means third string. So we're now going to play the D and the C sharp and the D all on the third string. Right, and then back to the E on the second string, then to F on the second string, then A on the first string. You can keep the fingers on here, the left hand fingers, number two and number one, and then we'll soon be adding number three. So this bar goes. And then we're going to play a C. Now, Should we play that C in the first position or where we are now? Well, I would recommend we play it on the third string, in other words, the fifth fret of the third string, here it is. Then an open E, that enables you to just move your left hand back a bit so that you're in the fourth position, and we now go those four notes in the fourth position with fingers 2, 1, 2, 3, then another open E, yippee, open E is good news because now we can shift the position as we need to do as we play the open E. It enables you to get your left hand finger into the next place you need to be without too much trouble. And of course, it's just those five notes of the descending A minor scale that we end with there. Here is the full A minor scale that you have to play in the exam. And you also have to play the arpeggio, which we've seen is just simply the first four notes of this piece anyway. So there's a connection between the Red Rose and the exam requirements for scales.